Let's welcome in Simon Denopoulos from Racing and Sports. Morning to you, Simon.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Brad. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Brad Davidson from the Gold Coast Bulletin?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Simon. Good to be here for another week. Hopefully, plenty of winners be found at Doomer tomorrow. Hopefully, we can find a few of them, Andrew.
Well, let's hope so, because...
I'm surprised Brad's actually with us this morning. I thought he'd still be carrying the cash from last weekend.
On that, here we go. This was his first one.
The one I'm pretty keen to play on is the number three, Al Ivanhoe. Now, a lot of put this up on Twitter earlier in the week, and a lot of people were saying, you know he's got those feet issues, and we know he's better on wet ground. But I'm just banking on Lee Friedman. He wouldn't be bringing him up here if he was not 100% right.
Okay, well, there was Al Ivanhoe just storming the victory, and then he came up with this one.
Maybe to go with the three-strip turbo. I know it's been a while between drinks for this horse, but, gee, I loved his effort behind Into the Red.
Okay, simple as that. Two out of three, 8, too bad. Brad, well done on last week. You must have a long list of tips for our listeners this morning, have you?
Thank you, Andrew. I can tell you there was nobody celebrating harder when Ivanhoe came down the outside to win the Duke Cup last week.
Yeah,
me and my dad were celebrating in high fives in the members' bar. So
fantastic. Fantastic.
Unfortunately, not the same confidence this week. I find it a really tricky meeting. Actually, I don't know about Simon, but hard to really come up with anything that I'm super keen on. But look, hopefully we can find a winner or two.
How's your confidence for tomorrow, young Simon?
Yeah, agree with Brad. I think it's a good meeting. I think we've got the winner in the first. I'm confident we can get the winner in the first. And okay. Then the Doomer 10,000, obviously a cracking race. And hopefully can come home with one of good each-way odds in the last.
All right. Now, the boys have both got tips in race one, so this is what I like. Will they tip the one same thing? I'm going to start with Brad Davidson first because he's coming off a winning weekend. Brad, what's your fancy in the first at Doomben tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to predict that Simon's going to go with Fine Miss, the favourite, because she ticks a lot of boxes. But, look, I'm happy to take her on 4 weeks between runs going up to the 1,200. I've just got a slight knock on her at the 1,200 metres. I think she's a better 1,100-metre horse. And, look, I'm happy to go with the top weight here, Saluda. I know he's going to carry the 59, but I like the way he won first up at the sunny coast with the 60 kilos. I know it was a lot easier than this, but I just think if Upstart Pride, he's been missing the start a little bit his last couple, and he's the only one that I can see that can take Saluda on for the lead. If he misses the start again, I think Saluda gets it pretty easy in front, and I think he'd be very hard to run down. I know the 59 kilos scares me, but I think around that $8, $9 mark with Tab at the moment, I think that's a fair enough price for Saluda. The one that worries me is the 4 Laval. He's had absolutely no luck his last two runs in Stakes Company. Gets back to an easier race here. Draws a gate. He's just been a bit tardy out his last few. So my concern there is I think he'll get back a bit. And the other worry was Noel Doyle said he did look at a mile race for him, but he decided to come back for the 1,200. So I'm not sure if the 1,200 is what he wants, but he's the one that scares me. But for tipping, I'm just happy to go for a bit of value in the first race one at number one, Saluda Andrew.
Righto, race one, number one for Brad. And gee, you must know Simon extremely well, because Simon, which one are you tipping in race one?
He's too good, Brad. He's too good. Yeah, I'm with Fine Miss. I thought she was clearly the best bet of the day up there tomorrow. I mean, it is a competitive race day, but I thought off her first up run at Hawkesbury, I think she should take a good improvement racing second up. If you go back and watch her run at Hawkesbury, she wasn't far off Furnaces on that occasion. She actually got caught along the inside. No fault of Blake Shin, just obviously looking for room when she went ridden back in the field on that occasion. And that was clearly the wrong part of the track on that day. She hit the line well, wasn't beaten far, and really like the way she's been kept fresh for this. Comes into it 28 days between runs, and her form through Religify last preparation does leave her well placed. And I think she's proven to handle all conditions. And with Blake Schinnerborn, she should get the gun run from the inside draw. I think Brad Saluda should roll forward and take up the running. And Fighting Miss should box seat just in off the speed. I think if she can repeat the level of the last star performance, I think she sets a decent standard. And she can take a further step forward racing second up. I thought she'd be very hard to beat. So Brad's too good, but have to be with Fighting Miss. Hopefully we can kick the day off with a winning note.
Let's hope maybe Quinella's there. So Brad is race one, number one, and Simon, race one, number five. Now, Brad, you've only got one other, and it appears in race five, the Sires.
Yeah, just before I quickly touch on that, Andrew, I'll just back that up with what Simon was saying. If I do my ratings, I
No, hang on, hang on. We do not stand for people backtracking now, covering yourself. You're solid on Saluta.
Yes, I'm just knocking it at the price. That's the only thing. I'm just knocking it at the price and I'm looking for value, but I do agree with Simon that it should be up.
Backtracking himself here. Listeners, he's covering his bases. What's your fancy in the sires?
All right, let's have a look at the sires. I'm going with the 2 Suchet from the Godolphin Yard. I just got the feeling, talking to John O'Shea at Trackwork last week, this is the horse they feel is really going to excel up here this winter. I love the way he tacked the line in the Champagne Classic, the third on that occasion. Just copped a bit of a check early on, and I thought it probably cost him the race, but he went through the line well. I was a bit scared by Paul Snowden's comments yesterday about attention radio up here, saying that they think he's gone to a new level, this horse. But, look, I'm happy to be with Suchet. It was well. James McDonald sticks, of course, and I just think the 1350 is going to really suit him here. And around that $3 mark, I don't think it's, you know, I've got him rated about that price, so I don't think there's any value there. But look, I thought he was the hardest to beat. I thought he was probably the best on the day. The one that does scare me in this race is number 12, Candica. Look, I think it's around that $17 mark. I think she's over the odds. I love the way she attacked the line in the Champagne Classic. And she's the one that finally draws a barrier here. She had no luck with Gates this time in. And if you are looking for staying at big odds, I think Candica can run a really good race here. But look, I'm happy to stick with the race 5 and number 2, Suchet, Andrew.
Righto. So there, Brad's. Now, you're going to finish with a couple here, Simon. First up in the Doomben 10,000.
Yeah, hopefully can round out the day with a few winners, Andrew. Just looking for one from a different form line. Obviously, the BDC Cup is the obvious form reference for the Doomben 10,000. With Music Magnate here for the Bjorn Baker stable, touched on with the BDC Cup, it was only 2.5 lengths between the first 8 across the line. So it's just, I think it remains to be seen how strong a piece of form it will be. And hence, happy to be with Music Magnate. He's a nice, progressive galloper. Four-year-olds have a good record in the Doomben 10,000. And although beaten at Scone last start, I thought he was good on speed. I think Clearly Innocent, obviously, is a very promising horse. And they returned decent figures against the clock on that occasion. He's unbeaten racing third up. And I think the step up in trip is the biggest plus for Music Magnate on Saturday. While his best form this time in has been over the shorter trip, last preparation, his form at 1400 was outstanding. He obviously beat Good Project, 2 starts back prior to a break. And I just think the way he's profiling for this event, he's on an upward spiral. And I thought he should get the dream run. Mm. I think he is ridden better with a sit. He's obviously led his last 2 starts, but I think he should land in the 1-1 here. Obviously, 2 blues should come across, and I think he can get a nice spot just behind the speed. And at the each-way odds, more than happy to be with him. I mean, it's no secret. It's a bit of a broken record at the moment. Bjorn Baker, he's flying. And I think Music Magnate heading the right way, and I'm more than happy to be with him, Andrew. Race 7, number 6, Music Magnate.
Righto. That's Bjorn that we spoke to earlier. And you're liking one at odds in the last that we spoke to Zach Purton about.
Yeah, with Brazen here, Andrew, I was happy to be with him in the rough habit last start, and I thought his run behind McIntosh was very good. I know, obviously, McIntosh was an impressive winner on speed, but he was forced to travel 3 wide throughout on that occasion. Had to make a long, sustained run when taking off a long way from home. I think he was entitled to drop out in the straight, but he kept coming right to the line, and I'm sure he'll relish the step up and trip on Saturday. He's obviously drawn a lot better, and I think if with a more economical run, I think he can obviously get a bit closer to McIntosh. I think it'll all come down to how much work McIntosh has to do in the lead. I mean, it hasn't been their intention to lead at their last 2 starts, but he's just found the front on both occasions. I think if he does have a bit more pressure on up front, it should allow these horses who sort of settled back in the field to come into the finish. At the each way odds, I mean, how would be their name? The interesting run, obviously, coming over from winning the Derby. I think he is the class horse. Just the back in trip is a query for me. Cylinder Beach, third up, should be ready to peak as well. But Brazen, lightly raced horse, David Van Dyke, he's a master of training stayers, and Zach Purton, obviously one of the best jockeys in the world. So considering you can get $3.50 about Brazen a place, I was more than happy to play that than McIntosh for the win. So race 8, number 10, Brazen.
Righto, so running through them for Simon Denopoulos, race 1, number 5, race 1, number 5, then we go to race 7, number 6, and race 8, number 10 each way. And for Brad Davidson from the Gold Coast Bulletin, race 1, number 1, and race 5, number 2. The boys were on fire last week. We've had a bit of fun with Brad in particular this morning. Good luck to you, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Yep, fingers crossed. And good luck to all the punters out there this weekend.
Good on you, Brad. And Simon, we'll hear you again tomorrow. Good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks a lot, Andrew. Sounds good. Cheers. All the best.
Simon Denopoulos from Racing and Sports. And just on Incosta Lion, who's been scratched from Brisbane tomorrow, Chris Waller texts me much earlier this morning. Morning to you, Chris. When the phone beeped at about 4:30, it was a nice wake-up call. The horse is still running in the Derby. The horse's blood pitcher wasn't 100%, and they didn't want to take the risk of travelling. So Incosta Line is certainly still going towards the Queensland Derby, for those people that may have been querying. And Street Smart, who we spoke earlier with Sean Ritchie, was tipped last night on Formline by our good mate Paul Joyce. And it was $21 with Tab, and I think Duff's got it in his numbers too. So it's a good push at odds for Street Smart that we spoke earlier about with Sean Ritchie.